is it that a country with 7 million people in it can absolutely scare the bejesus out of a 90 million population country with 100 times the land area? Well, that's what we just saw. There are 7 million Jews just over that live in Israel. If you count the entire population, because it's 21% Arab, it's 9 million people. Iran has 90 million people, and they're shaking in their boots. It's absolutely amazing what cultural and organizational differences can make. This is Tim Enneking, and this is episode 51 of Out on a Limb. So suddenly, Israel attacks seriously Iran for the first time, which has been threatened for a very long period of time. Iran sponsored Hezbollah, Iran sponsored Hamas. Israel has taken them out. And because it was easier than it expected, it's gone after Iran. So what has the rest of the world done? First of all, risk on assets have just not been wiped out, but seriously hurt. 3, 4, 5, sometimes up to 10%. It's affected fiat markets, TradFi markets. It's affected crypto markets or digital assets. Everything has gone down. And you can see here where BTC went down because of that news and then has been fighting its way back up. The two commodities that went up as a result of this, gold went up a little bit and oil went up a lot. Obviously because Karg Island, where 90% of the oil from Iran goes through, could be easily attacked. It's a relatively small island and Israel deliberately didn't touch it, not trying to drag down the world economy by attacking Iran. The other interesting thing is Israel has barely touched Isfahan. Didn't touch it at all in the first wave. Isfahan is actually one of the ancient capitals of Persia, of Iran. And right now it's the closest major city to where the largest nuclear field depot is. Israel attacked it in the second wave, but only laboratories. They haven't attacked the fuel itself. And when you think about it, the fuel is what you need to develop a nuclear weapon. So it's really an interesting choice that Israel has made. First, in the first wave, it attacked people because it didn't want to give people any, didn't want to give anyone any warning. So it attacked apartments and various places where key personnel from its perspective lived, and had to do that all right away because otherwise everyone would hide. And now it's starting to attack the infrastructure. Bitcoin is still in Never Never Land as a haven. Every time you think it's going to turn into a haven, something like this happens and it falls with all of the other risk on assets and it's not a haven. You have gold going up a little bit and oil going up a lot. I have a feeling though, if things turn out really badly in the Middle East, that then Bitcoin will seriously turn into a haven asset. And we've kind of seen that in the past, but it really is trying to make the transition from being just a normal risk on asset into a haven asset. There's no reason for it to be correlated. There's no reason for it not to be a haven, but the rest of the world doesn't really quite believe it. Again, this is Tim Enneking, and until next time, this is Out on a Limb.